Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for the Jimmy Carter Report here on 95.9 Austin's Texas Country, brought to you by Crestview RV and Swartner Farm and Ranch. How are things in your neck of the woods in around Tennessee?
Oh, okie dokie. Beautiful day. Headed to Huntsville, Alabama today to meet the grandkids. We're going to the Space and Rocket Center there.
You know, Jimmy, that's where I grew up.
In Huntsville?
Yeah, I grew up in Huntsville. I moved here to Texas in 1977 from Huntsville. My dad was an IBM engineer.
If you haven't been lately, you wouldn't recognize it.
Oh.
It's the fastest growing city in Alabama, and soon will be the largest city in Alabama.
So when you said you're going to the Space and Rocket Center, right?
Yeah.
When you see the display for the instrument unit that IBM built for the Saturn V, they've got the
okay.
My dad helped build that.
Cool. Put it launched us in space.
Yep.
It's a cool place. There's a good museum like this at Cape Canaveral /Kennedy. And there's a good one that's somewhat good that's there in Clear Lake at NASA.
Mm-hmm.
But this one may be a little bit even
and
better.
And Elon is building down in south and west Texas at SpaceX a whole space complex that's going to be on the NASA level for touring and a visitor center with some huge restaurant and everything that's allegedly going to be world-class and attract people. So at least that was his plan before his stock started all tanking for what he's doing. But
we'll get to Elon in a minute. There's a lot of Elon news today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing here, though, that one of the headlines, Southwest Airlines will charge to check bags for the first time.
I'm done with them.
Man, how many boneheaded, tone-deaf mistakes can this once greatest airline in the history of commercial aviation make, now being run by this hedge fund that can't seem to find their rear with a flashlight and two hands?
Well, they're killing their base.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they had their niche in what they were, and they've lost who they are.
That's one thing I've said for 6-8 months. You know, they're going to stick with the free baggage, and as long as they do that, they'll survive most of this. And now this news this morning?
Well, it says here, I mean, I know what you see this Elliott Investment Management.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care what the history of the company is or anything else, but they see that U.S. Airlines took in more than $5 billion in baggage fees last year. We want a piece of that. We're losing money.
As big as Southwest is, that'll be $7 billion, maybe $6 billion.
Yep. You know, and Herb Kellerman has to be rolling over.
Kelleher has to be rolling
over in his grave.
They
destroyed that airline.
The guy built an airline. The only premise left of his probably 4 or 5 point major premise, I might add, real quickly, is make sure you offer the most you can routes, service a lot of people places they don't go in before. At a discounted price. It ain't discount anymore, is it? It's just not.
Two bags fly free was their registered trademark for them. But, okay, here's how it works. May 28th, Southwest customers in all but the top-tier fare class. So I guess if you're paying full rate, you can pack your put your bags in there. Elite frequent flyers who hold A-list preferred status will still get two bags, and A-list level members will get one bag. Southwest credit card holders will also get one free check bag.
And that's the way it is with most of the major airlines. Like if you're in the upper tier travelers, like United. With United, I get two free bags and up to 75 pounds, but everybody else gets one bag.
Yeah, and then they charge you like $80 for the next one.
Yeah,
I'm just, you know, I'm driving. These people are running me off even further. I get free bags at Delta and American because I'm lifetime, whatever it is. I'm a multi-million miler lifer, something like that. But
man,
Southwest,
I don't know,
I have no status.
I don't know a guy that stayed in the same business anyway that was probably in the air every year as much as anybody you're ever going to meet and now hadn't been in the air in 3 years?
More. Maybe 4 years now. And I don't, well, I've been up there with Jim Schwerner, and I love that, so if he wants to come with me, I'll go somewhere. But I hadn't been up
there. We may need to.
If somebody will take you private, you're good with that.
And passing, everybody's got disease on the airlines flying around and everything. I just hadn't wanted to do it. So, and then Southwest is not enticing me to go and do it. It's pretty amazing what they're doing, though. We'll see.
Big news, big news, big news.
How it works.
I hadn't gotten to it yet. Thank you for leading with that.
Yeah, you know, the blowback on this is going to be something. I bet you they reversed this before it's implemented. The blowback is going to be huge.
You heard what Jimmy said. This hedge fund running doesn't care.
Well, it sounds like they're trying to drive you to their credit card, too. They want you to go get their credit card.
Oh, yeah. They want to get any revenue streams that they can get. So we'll see. By the way, the market and your 401k may be stable. It's up 34 points.
Really?
Before it opens. They went crazy.
700 points yesterday. 900? I can't remember. Yeah.
You only lose money if you sell. Just remember that. People are like, I lost $10,000. No, you didn't.
I'll take your word for it.
You didn't sell your stock. You didn't lose $10,000.
The price of oil is, I haven't looked at it lately. It's at $66.88. That's as low as I've seen it.
3 weeks ago, radical predictions about how high it was going to go. You know, the Statesman here, Jimmy, carried a story at the start of South by Southwest a little over a week ago. Why visitors to South by Southwest will be paying unusually high and soaring gas prices. Since South by Southwest, it's actually gone down about 6-8 cents a gallon on average. Nobody knows what's going on, I guess.
Yeah, the last time the oil was at this low was September of 24. And I'm looking at it in 5 years. Yeah, and then it was, let's see what this was. No, it's much lower than that. Back in 2020, it was $18.27. I don't know if Trump wants to get it that low. That'll put everybody out of business in the oil well, but okay. So that's going on there. Now our boy Elon, he got hit by a very big cyber attack yesterday on X. It got to some people, didn't get to other people, and then there's a real campaign going on. I'm looking at a woman here that's holding a sign that says, Delete Elon. And this is going on around, I know it's in England, and I know it's in the United States, and the coordinated attacks on him have come from something called the Dark Storm Team. And that's who has been doing this direct denial of service campaign. Affected thousands and thousands of people yesterday. He said that it's coordinated. It could be a country or somebody who's using a lot of power to do this, and they're trying to trace it. Man, these people that, you know, we battle this in our government every day, and he does too, of these cyber attacks coming from, it said this is might be a Persian group that's somewhere over there in Iran maybe that's doing this, and you've got some people from Russia that are doing it.
Well, yesterday,
you got people from China.
Yesterday, and I have the audio here, you don't need to hear it, when he did that sit-down interview with Jim Kudlow, Fox Business News, there from the old executive office building, I believe, he said, we've traced it most likely to the Ukraine. I didn't add up.
Well, I mean, Ukraine's had some bad people. You know, people, we've kind of romanticized that country.
Okay.
But there was a lot of hoochie-coochie stuff going on in Ukraine before all this started. That was where a lot of funny business went on. Remember, if you go back to this whole thing with Hunter Biden and all that business, that's when all this started somewhere in there. You know, Ukraine was trying to get favor from people and all that big guy talk, and then that was the original part about Trump's when he was impeached. That had something to do with Ukraine. So there's just a lot going on with Ukraine. So
thanks for the recall. Can I add real quick? I watched that entire interview live yesterday with Elon Musk and Jim Kudlow, and I have to share this, Jimmy. At the beginning of it, and I've looked for the audio on it. They have so many pieces they're letting out, and they just didn't send this back. But so Jim Kudlow sits down with him, very formal circumstance. He says, "Man, what is going on here?" This is Jim Kudlow. He says, "What you're going through now, it's crazy. All the issues, all your company's stocks are tanking right now. Your family's lives are being threatened credibly. They're setting fire to your chargers and Tesla chargers around the country. They're taking over your dealerships and shooting windows out around the country. You're the victim of one of the biggest cyber attacks that you got under control quickly on all your companies." And Elon interrupts him, Jimmy, and he says, "Yeah, what's the problem?" And then he laughs and he says, "Hey, come on, man, look at the bright side of life. I mean, I just love that about this guy."
Well, whether he means it or not,
I'm not sure he means it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think this thing is so bad, and it's so deeply rooted with Democrats opposing him and hating him, that I think ultimately he may have to sell Tesla and change the name. I mean, there are people riding around in California that have gotten these stickers and stuff, putting it over the word Tesla and putting Toyota.
Oh, I know.
They're still driving a Tesla, so it doesn't matter. They gave him the money.
They're saying they're not, but we'll see what happens. But the only thing I can think that might change that is the Chick-fil-A dynamic. When Chick-fil-A, they put a boycott on them, and woke liberals said boycott it and said don't go to Chick-fil-A, their business soared from people that rallied to support them. Could that happen here?
Rally and support him to get electric vehicles.
Electric vehicle is not likely.
Yeah, hell to freeze over before I want to get one of those out there on the road. I mean, there's just no way. I'd be nervous wreck all the time worrying about where I'm going to charge the thing at.
But Chick-fil-A or Burger King, yeah, you'll do that.
And really, the people that bought them were really as much making a statement about things as they were wanting necessarily a Tesla. They wanted to show that they were green and, you know, and that kind of thing. And now that brand is so tainted, going in the opposite direction from what those people wanted it for. So it's going to be really interesting. Now, Ukraine is claiming that Russian forces are depleted and are stalling on the Eastern Front. But Russia is still showing bombs and throwing all kinds of stuff at them as they try to gather in Saudi Arabia this week to try to get something done on that. And then Canada with their new prime minister, you know, that is one thing that Trump has done that I don't know if that was really thought out. I've been on the radio in Canada most of my career in Edmonton and Regina.
Oh, is that right?
And then TNN was a national service in Canada, and we were the most popular pay service. I've done telethons in Newfoundland. And then in Sydney, Nova Scotia, called the Daddy's Telethon. I've gone up there, so I know a lot about Canada. And they didn't get the joke about the 51st state. They are very proud of their country. You know, we're proud of our country, or most of us are. But, I mean, don't underestimate how proud they are of that country. And independent feeling, because, you know, they kind of busted even more and more away from England. And so when they sing "Oh Canada," you know, they love Canada. And to be called the 51st state, and for the Trudeau to be called governor, a lot of people, including even folks in Alberta, who's like is the Texas of Canada, they didn't get the joke. And even the people on their version of the Republican and Democratic Party, both those parties right now are sort of merged together, you know, with nationalism. We're all right, Canada. We love Canada. You know, we're not going to be taken over by anybody or whatever. I just think Trump, you know, goes a little too far on a lot of things, and that's not one I don't think he thought out very much. And again, you've done damage. You know, my friends in Syracuse, I'm on the radio in Syracuse before I talk to you, they're getting a 25% increase in their power because the premier of Ontario said, well, here comes our retaliation. So it's hitting them in Syracuse and the power bill. They're really looking forward to that. So I don't think some of this stuff is completely thought out. You know, really, I don't think it's very well. He's doing that Steve Bannon thing of flood the zone. Sometimes you don't have a life preserver on and your zone gets flooded. It's not good. Back in a second after this word.
Today, I would like to give a special shout-out to all the men and women who are employed at Swertner Farm and Ranch. Without these hard-working men and women, we couldn't be in business for over 75 years. The dedication of these hard-working employees is unmatched by anyone. I would like to thank all the managers, executive assistants, cattle buyers, cattle salesmen, cowboys, and truck drivers for all their hard work. We're open 24/7. The days are long and the nights are short. Hi, I'm Jim Swertner, fourth generation rancher and farmer and owner of Swertner Farm and Ranch. We buy and sell cattle all over the United States, celebrating 75 years in business. So the next time you get ready to sell your cattle or corn, give us a call at 254-527-3342 in Swertner, Texas, or visit our partners at Lockhart Livestock Auctions with auctions every Thursday in Lockhart, Texas. And Swertner Farm employees are good for Texas. Saddle up, boys.
Hi, folks. Jimmy Carter here for Crestview RV. If you're new to Central Texas, you may not know about Crestview, but let me tell you, they've been getting people out on the wide open spaces since 1982. If you're looking for a camper from one of those little pop-up kinds all the way to the big fifth wheel models, Crestview RV has you covered. They sell and service just about all kinds of RVs and travel trailers with three locations. From Buda to Waco, they're probably close to where you are. With all the comforts you're used to, you can travel anytime you want, home away from home. Get away to the lake, the beach, the desert, the mountains, wherever you want to go. Crestview can help you pick out the right camper or trailer so you can do what you want to do. And with available financing, they make it easy to follow your dreams on the open road. Like I said, three locations, Buda next to Cabela's in Georgetown, in Waco. You can find them online at CrestviewRV.com. That's CrestviewRV.com. And like they say, if their name isn't on the RV, you probably paid too much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Back to page two with Jimmy Carter.
I don't know if any of you have seen it, but if you see the pictures, it's a wow. A cargo ship and a tanker ran into each other in the North Sea, and one heck of a fire.
How does that happen in sea? Wow.
I don't know, but they did, and it's still on fire, I guess, and possible kind of bad oil spill in the North Sea. Guatemala's volcano of fire has been erupted. 300 families evacuated. It's 35 miles from the capital. Oh, let's see here. Yeah, U.S.-Ukraine are holding. That's today in Saudi Arabia, by the way. And they're going to have to give up some property, and they don't, I think a lot of people think they're not going to want to give up any kind of property. It's interesting here. I always heard this, and I've been working with DVDs this week, and it turns out I've always heard that your DVDs that you may have, particularly from Warner Brothers Entertainment between 2006 and 2008, are deteriorating.
Hmm.
Some of them are unplayable. Of the late 2000 DVDs, unplayable due to a defect causing disc deterioration. So if you've got any family stuff archived on DVDs like I do, videos, photos, anything, and I've got two books full of them. I finally got it where I can put them on the computer. You need to get them off those DVDs soon. It's sometime soon before, because they're not as permanent something as we were kind of led to believe. You got to move it out of that technology. So just an FYI on that one. It's just one more thing. I've been playing with, I had to go to Apple to get a connecting cord so my SuperDrive DVD would work on this new computer, because it's got different kind of holes in the back, from USB to USB-C and all that. It's just, you know, pull your hair. You got to really stay up on this stuff. And Eric is so far gone on this CPT thing, he got me working on a couple of different things on that.
Oh, the AI chat GPT? Gotcha.
Yeah, he's real good. He's real good with that. And
he is.
I've been kind of working. He gave me some tips, and I've been working a little bit on that. And this will make you, this, I could do this. Vanna White, she says she only works on Wheel of Fortune 34 days a year. They tape 6 shows in one day. So they get it all done, the whole season, in 34 days. Not 34 days back-to-back. It's like 2 or 3 here, maybe 2, 3, 4 here, and then here, 2 or 3 or 4 there, that kind of thing. She's still doing it. She's going to be on it at least another year. And Jelly Roll, if you get a chance to see his commercial for Zevia, it's pretty funny. He's wearing shorts and drinking this drink.
What is Zevia?
Zevia is a zero sugar soda, zero artificial ingredients, and that way I guess it's kind of a Kennedy drink.
Approved, huh?
It's approved, yeah. And he's doing a pretty funny commercial, and Lainey Wilson's doing commercials now for Whataburger. Brad Paisley played the 59,227 on a Monday night, pretty good, at Rodeo Houston. They're rolling right along.
Did you hear Jelly Roll's comments a couple of days ago on his weight loss?
I hear something every day, but what particular?
I remembered I would watch people be so ashamed of how big they got, celebrities, and they would go hide and lose the weight. And then pop back out like, new me, who this? For me, it was more like, no, man, I was so fat. I have lost all of this weight. I'm going to lose another 100 pounds. The best part is I was so fat that I'm still fat.
I feel that
now,
one.
Think about that. I was so fat that I'm sitting on your bus right now, 375 pounds, and we're proud of me.
So he was 475 pounds?
Oh, man.
It's a wonder he's not dead.
No kidding. For a variety of reasons.
Your heart, you know, what a strain on your heart like that. I hope he's going to be okay. He's such a positive person.
Isn't he?
He's almost, to me, like a gospel singer instead of a country singer.
And it's gone on so long, I'm convinced it's genuine.
Yeah. I think it is, too, at least in this life. I think he was not a nice person when he was getting arrested and pushing drugs and doing all that. But I think that he's kind of had an epiphany, and he's using his wealth a lot of times to do really good stuff. So
I bet you're right, Jimmy. His years and years in prison, that's not typically where nice guys survive, right?
Yeah. And so he's gone back to these jails, and, you know, he's building some kind of something for recreation at one of the jails, and, you know, trying to tell people that there is a way out of this once you're in it.
So. That's what's impressive. All this work he does with people and for people ends up getting discovered. It's not around cameras. And that's a
summer. And he did that at a high school recently that had a shooting, and he went in there and talked to the kids, and there was no cameras with him or anything else, and the only reason we even knew he did it is the superintendent of education publicly thanked him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of that. Very nice.
Jimmy, thanks for especially all of it, but first part this morning. There's so much stuff that we had intended to get to. But I told Dennis, I said, you know, I'm not going to worry about it because Jimmy always gets to the big stuff, And you did. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Big Stuff. We'll see you.
Yeah. Mr. Big Stuff, who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? Who did that?
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Arthella.
The one-hit wonder.
Arthella something, maybe?
No, Arthellas. Hey, Siri, who did Mr. Big Stuff? Well,
you'll need to unlock your iPhone.
Oh, shit.
You need to unlock your iPhone.
Oh, we know Jimmy's iPhone's locked.
All right. Hey, Siri, who did Mr. Big Stuff? Boy, it's stumping him.
She's pouting. Because we laughed
you
at
had her.
Her
locked out.
She heard us laugh at her. You know that. All right, we'll figure it out.
Right, we'll find it.
Thanks for all the time, Jimmy. Jimmy Carter. Thank you. Jim Swartner. Swartner Farm and Ranch. Great citizen of this country, let alone our community. The biggest seller of cattle and doing it all because he cares about you, the farmers, the ranchers, the teachers, the cops. You've heard. That's what he advertises about thinking about other people. And, of course, Crestview RV. They got a great case for you on the best selection of RVs at the lowest possible prices. Crestview RV with 3 locations. More with Dennis Ferris, community hero, and I mean it, sitting in with us for Eric Raines. Bob Cole back in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.